Well, good evening, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. Welcome back. This is our 13th session of the Seating of the Divine. And it is October the 17th, 2017. Wow, how about that? 17-17. Yeah, we sure hope that you enjoy the month of September, and we look forward to the next step in our wonderful adventure. Our format this evening will be to start with a centering meditation, then some additional information, followed by a channeling, a Q&A session, and finally a closing meditation.
Well, I hope everyone is doing great with the new format of having two sessions a month. What little feedback we've gotten, those that are that have contacted us seem to be really excited about having the extra material twice a month. I hated to do that, but I just wanted to get everybody caught up so we could merge these two groups. And the original design for our group meetings was once a month so that you would have time to integrate not just the material covered, the concepts, but the energetics. The energetics of this Seating of the Divine are huge. And it takes a while for the physical body to begin to integrate that into your daily life because it has to be processed through many levels of you. So we like to give plenty of time for contemplation, study, practice, that kind of thing. I'd kind of like to ask you how you are liking these master calls and the new format that we've kind of set up for the master calls. So if anybody has any comments about that, we'd welcome them if you want to speak up and say anything about that.
Yeah, just hit star 6 and you'll be live. Or not.
Hi, yes, guys. Hello. It's Kathleen again with the barking dog.
Ah, that's all right.
So I was on the call yesterday. I think there were 4 or 5 of us, and I really enjoyed it a lot. I think we talked for 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
And I was outside, and I spent the whole time out there just sitting by a lake and then walking around a little bit. And I think the thing that I really appreciate about the way Joanne facilitates is that she has this incredible ability to get to the heart of what each individual person was sharing and then weave it together so that it relates, you know, we are able to kind of speak to each other's issues and how we're working with the tools in a way that just it's like weaving together this beautiful tapestry. And I felt refreshed afterward. I felt joyous, just so appreciative of the collective consciousness that we are a part of, including those who weren't on the call, obviously, and certainly the collective consciousness of the angelics and masters that were there as well. So I'm finding them really helpful. And also just want to say I love having 2 classes a month. I'm excited about what's coming and I definitely feel it's like there's a magnetization of my whole being. I feel like I'm kind of being squeezed through a big toothpaste tube. It feels really, really powerful. And I know that source magnetics, that is the love, you know, it's the love of source. So, I'm just loving what we're doing. It's both intense but easy. I was sharing afterward, one of the callers called, she's a friend of mine. We talked again for about another half an hour after the call. She called me back and we were agreeing that this is, it's really wonderful work. And the way you all set it up and John, the way you do the review is so helpful. I do have some questions at the Q&A about it, but if there's something that just flows, and the fact that we're really being given permission, or not just permission, but support to master these tools, I feel like I listen to the lesson, and then there are some mornings I just do my own thing. Yeah. And that's different than the way I used to do. I mean, I've been a master in alchemy for a long, long time, and I would just get in the habit of listening to the lesson every morning, and that was fine. But now I'm just going, well, what do I want to create? What is source bringing to me? Yeah, and feeling like, okay, time to take off the training wheels, right? Time to ride the bike.
Exactly. That's what it's all about. And how you want to create.
Yeah. And so I'm excited. And Joan, you know, you've been instrumental in helping me. I'm going to be doing a basic introductory workshop to the chakras, the lower four chakras, on Saturday. And I have 12 people signed up.
Wonderful.
I'm really excited. Yeah, it's just so many, really all different levels. And some people I've invited to share what they know about manifestation, you know, because there are some people who have some skill. So anyway, I getting back to the master calls, I think they're really useful, and I encourage people to try to make at least one a month, and it just floats the boat. It just helps me feel connection to the community.
Well, thank you, Kathleen.
Well, that's wonderful feedback.
Very helpful. They're really intended to help you take the training wheels off, because it really isn't any longer about, you know, listening to a teacher and following the directions to the letter. I mean, there is a process, a creation process, no doubt, but in order to really integrate it into the whole of who you are, you have to learn how to do it your way. Because everyone is different. They're all unique in your own way in which you use this material. You express it in your life. And that has value. Both ways have value, but it's a whole different way of utilizing what the masters and the angelics are giving to us, and making it, owning it, and making it your own. We're hoping that everyone can take advantage of at least a few of these calls and really get into the energetics of this material. Is there anyone else that would like to make a comment before we move on? Okay.
Cool. Well, so let's everybody take a deep breath, help Joan bring forth our dear friend Archangel Gabriel to offer the centering meditation.
If everyone would take another deep breath and relax into the moment, into the present moment. Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Gabriel. I come from the vast realms of the collective consciousness as an archangel of light, carrying templates and light frequencies of source energy. I begin to emanate that light into this entire collective community that has gathered this evening. So take a moment and feel this light. Take it into your entire energetic field. Breathing it in, absorbing, I want you to take a deep breath, and as you open yourself to my presence and the light frequencies that I carry, notice the compatibility in this state of being. Beloveds, you have come far since we began creating together. So there is very little variance in the frequencies that you all carry. You have established a resonance, a state of being within all parts of yourself, physically and spiritually. You are becoming conscious beings of light. The most beautiful thing about this light that I want you to see at this present moment is that that light is you. You are beautiful to behold. Your light body is 70% illuminated. Your Merkaba field operates consistently at 100% light, especially when you have gathered in a collective. You are becoming, or shall I say, you are pure light. Much of the carbon base within your physical body is being replaced by this light. And as your journey on Earth continues, you emanate, you reflect, you exemplify what a Christed being is in every moment of your day. When you hold this beautiful image in the forefront of your consciousness, you begin to see the value that you bring to Earth and humanity. It is easy for you to love yourself because you know yourself outside of every fragmented example of what a human is. For this was false, and now you know the truth. What's not to love, beloveds? What's not to love? Sit with me a moment in this beautiful collective light that we are all emanating. Unified in this vast energy of light, source light, pure, undifferentiated light. Now take a deep breath. And let us continue together as we explore more of who you are.
Thank you, Gabriel, for that lovely meditation. Again, we are always so grateful for your presence and your contributions. It just always gets us off on the right step. So thank you, thank you. Now, Metatron has asked for us to start tonight's session with a short review of our last session. The main goal was to learn to create using the tetrahedron. In my example in our last session, we used the tetrahedron to help us improve our relationships that we find difficult. The tetrahedron gives us a more complex guideline to use. When we use a tetrahedron, we have three replacement equilateral triangles and a fourth to hold the tools that are needed to pull it all together and manifest our creation. For some of those tools were color codes, the rays of creation, and of course the dimensional templates. Next, we discussed using the energetics and magnetics from the templates we recovered from the time locks at our crystal conference. We use them to stabilize the fifth dimension on Earth. This stabilized template provided an expansion that assists in balancing the mental-emotional body with love and unity. As you can tell, the masses are not ready to accept this unity piece of the message. This is why this group, and a few others like it, are so crucial in today's environment. We must begin to use the sixth-dimensional magnetic template proficiently. The energetics and magnetics of the sixth-dimensional template brings a fuller presence of the element of love. This alters a fragmented mental-emotional body substantially and brings coherent within the system. We must lead by example and demonstrate using our balance of love and unity. The magnetics of that sixth-dimensional template contributes to the stability of the fifth-dimensional template as well as providing a fluidity in our creations as we manifest our earthly experience. Stability in the mental-emotional body is a key component in creating a more refined expression of ourselves as we navigate our earthly experience. We get to this experience when we use the fifth-dimensional template of love and unity as well as the magnetics of the sixth. Now, this all happens under the influence of the fourth, fifth, and sixth rays of creation. Next, we use the magnetics of the tenth ray, which comes directly from Source, and helps us to realize that we are one with Source energy. L-O-V-E, love. We should always see ourselves as pure love. This is a major key. Our next step is to continue working with the mental emotional body and stabilizing the fifth and sixth dimensional templates in our bodies. It is important for us to recognize that many of us were already anticipating what the influence of the flower of life has on our escalation of consciousness before our last session. Well, we are awakening at an escalating rate. We are starting to remember who we are from a much vaster understanding. In that last session, we were asked by Metatron to take another look at the flower of life through the eyes of our mastery that we have achieved over the last few years. By reviewing this from the experience and wisdom that we have developed, we can see that it is not just an ancient diagram that can be found throughout many cultures and histories of our wonderful Earth. The value of the blueprint of the flower of life is that it reminds us that we, in fact, are the divine image on all levels, physically as well as spiritually. It stirs some of the memory codes of our unconscious to come to the surface of our awakening consciousness. The flower of life gives us a blueprint from which to create. It is the perfect schematic from which Source created all that exists. And we are that. We were provided with this blueprint when we were created. Now the plan is to use this to work with the elementals and assist the Earth in its remembrance of her Christed imaging. She too has gotten her original state. Our interface with the Earth's Merkaba field will assist in further seeding Earth's energy system. We contribute to escalating Earth's ascension by transmitting the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional templates that we now hold in our physical bodies. It is imperative that we also have a coherent mental-emotional body that transmits only higher ranges of emotions and thoughts that come from our higher mind. Now, when we use our mental-emotional body in a more refined way to transmit this refinement to Earth, we change the frequency range of Earth's energetics and change its form from within our bodily form. Earth's energy system carries from humans in that the mental emotional system of humans is configured differently. Earth can only reflect the many emotional frequencies that are created by humanity's thoughts and emotions. The magnetic component of our emotions are drawn into the Earth's energy field, and then they are reflected back to us. So you can see how powerful our mental emotional bodies are in this creative process. Now, as we individually create unity and stability in our own personal mental emotional bodies, the frequency range of the magnetics as well as the electrical components are altered substantially within the Earth. Earth can then begin to reflect back to us a different energy. This assists us to use our mental emotional bodies in a more refined range. And again, it is imperative at this time that as a collective consciousness, we begin to embark on this work. Of course, first, we need to stabilize and create a coherence in our individual mental emotional bodies. Of course, secondly, we must reflect that energy back to Earth's energetic field through these valuable templates that we now hold within us. This is significant because we hold the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional templates in our bodies. We are altering form and form. These templates have altered the DNA structure of our physical body so it can be brought into a fifth dimensional frequency range and reflect more of a crystalline form. At a non-physical level, these changes affects the first layer of the body that relates to the etheric and causal bodies. To alter the energetics of Mother Earth, we can use those energetics of our Merkaba field to influence the Merkaba field of Earth. How exciting is that? So, now, for more additional information, let's all take a deep breath and help Joan bring forth our guest for this evening.
Greetings. It is I, Metatron. I come in the expression of an individual. But as you, we are a collective consciousness creating and emanating in the world of form. We have spent many sessions talking about the mental-emotional body. I want to impress upon you how valuable this body is, how important this body is in creating on Earth in a body. Every experience that is had in a body on Earth is created by the individual's mental-emotional body. You are that powerful. And in times past, when you operated in separation, you did not know this because your body was very fragmented and splintered. And you could only use it to express that separation. Over the last year together, we have upgraded the mental-emotional body significantly so that it functions in a multidimensional energetic expression. It is your collective expression as the individual, as the divine individual, and it impacts the collective consciousness of all humans because it creates an electromagnetic field. When you use your mental emotional body consciously and it is functioning coherently, this is an enormous expression of your divine individuality. Not separation, but the divine individuality expressing itself creatively. You are no longer expressing a fragmented form of your individuality. when you retrieved the light templates from the time lapse and began to hold those templates in your body, you changed your entire ability to embrace a more refined frequency of light. You added another dimension to your crystalline light body and activated another level of your light body. This enables you to function more fully from your light body as a multidimensional Christed being. Take note of what I just said to you. You added another dimension to your light body. You activated another level of your light body. Recognize that you function more fully from your light body as a multidimensional Christed being. Recognize that. Take note. How will you know if you do not notice? The thoughts that you think and the emotions that you are using are now expressed from your Christed mind because they are drawn from universal mind, brought through your higher mind as you express yourself on earth. You have taken many steps to altering the neurology of your body, your physiology, and your psychology. One of the most important steps you took quite some time ago was changing your belief system about you, changing your thought patterns, changing the way you chose more precisely your emotions. Now you are capable of processing complex thought because the electrical system within your body has been upgraded. Your ability to use complex thought alters the physiology of the body because all of the communication channels are open and transmitting precisely. All of your cells have begun to recognize light as nutrition, especially when you work with that second triad in creating different functions of light, from liquid to the nectar to a laser. The cells create different chemical and hormonal responses in your body. You don't have that flight or fight syndrome right in the forefront. It doesn't exist anymore in your body. You have begun to replicate at a cellular level your perfection. The fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light templates have been invaluable to you in this process because you brought them into your physical body and you began to hold them stably. You desired to help humanity and Earth evolve. To accomplish this, you had to create your own individual evolution within yourself before you could reflect it. Each one of you was quite unique in this process, and you expressed your divine individuality. You were very tenacious in altering your field of expression. You are altering the electromagnetic field of your body as well as changing it for the earth. This is quite an accomplishment, beloveds. Quite a service that you are doing, not just for you, but for the earth. Let me explain what immense difference that you have created in this field. As you know, all thoughts are electrical and emotions are magnetic. This is what has created the field in the third and fourth dimensional state of humanity on Earth. Much has changed as many started creating from the very basic fifth dimensional template. The electrical energy has changed. It is drawn from a different source of energy, not just earth energy. It is drawn from source energy that comes into use only when the consciousness of you as the individual has been upgraded, but more importantly, when the physical body has been prepared. You have assisted in that preparation in many ways. When you chose thoughts and you realized that you had choice in that matter, you chose them consciously, and a lot began to happen in the body. The energies of the body were enhanced substantially through the axitonal lines and the axial spin points and the meridian system. This alone brought a different level of electrical currents into the body. The chemicals that were produced in the body were energized by these electrical energies. The chemicals began to support the continual health and well-being of the body so it could remain a functioning vehicle for you to use. Every decision that you have made in regards to what thoughts you would consistently think contributed to a more coherent and expansive functioning of the body. I invite you to review all of the ways, the changes that you have created in the body over the last few years. How about that functioning of a valuable balance of the production of ATP and ADP in the cells? This chemical adaptation was a more refined electrical component as well as a reformulated magnetic component. There is much for you to contemplate in just changes you have already made. We ask you to do this in the coming days. One magnetic template that was retrieved from the time lock is now held in your body. This has changed the entire complexity of your personal electromagnetic field and will greatly assist Earth in the alteration of its electromagnetic field. You don't consider that what you have retrieved out of those time locks was just one light template. There are many, many light templates that relate to the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensions. The ones that you have retrieved have been very powerful and influenced you personally and collectively. How you hold the templates precisely in form changes your entire evolutionary process. Source magnetic changes your ability to hold consistently your refined light frequencies in your body. These magnetics amplified what you already have available to you. They then contribute more light frequencies to what you already have created. You remember that you have the ability to create light from within you. You can create adaptations to the undifferentiated light and love of source energy. So when these magnetics are in play, you create light in your body. You create light in your field from the resources that are a part of your energy makeup. Because of the presence of the magnetics, it is amplified, so more light is infused into your energetic system. These frequencies that emanate from Source and from you are important, immense frequencies that enable you to express yourself as a Christed being on all levels, especially the physical level. You then begin to express yourself through your mental-emotional body as a Christed being, transforming the mental-emotional body into a Christed vehicle. In the coming next 2 years of Earth time, you will make a huge difference in the way Earth is able to reflect the Christed image that is contained in the Christed matrix. You have begun to use the Christed matrix that is within your sacred heart, and you have opened many channels to express yourself as that divine image. These are the things that needed to be said so that you could be aware of what is occurring at this very moment. Transformation is very real and is accelerating in every present moment of your life. I would like now to open to you a platform of communication for you to express yourself, for you to ask any questions about the topics that we have been presenting in the last few sessions. It's very important that we stay present in the evolution of our mental-emotional body. Be present in the use of the templates that you have recovered, making them useful in every moment of your day. So I invite now each one of you to converse with me. So we will open it up to a conversation. You can make your comments, and you can ask questions that are relevant to today's topic. I would be very interested in hearing how you have been applying some of these teachings and what you are noticing in your daily life. I know it can be a little overwhelming sometimes when I speak to you and the energetics are flowing as they have been this evening. But it is important that we have these conversations so that if needed, I can expand in areas that you need to hear.
Hello. I would just like to make a comment that I have been using the triangles regularly for the last 3 weeks or 4 weeks, and I find them so much more alive than they were the first time they were presented in Mastering Alchemy a few years ago. And I find the results can be almost instantaneous of the same day. Just small things happen, and I see whether the construction was adequate or inadequate, and I can change them. And so I'm really enjoying that work, and with the extra power that they have now that wasn't true before.
It's a very important notice that you have acquired, dear one, because of the presence of those light templates. It made all the difference in the world. It brings you up to that fifth dimensional functioning of creativity that is unlimited. So I am so pleased that you have noticed the difference in the energies between the present energies with these light templates and the energies of the energetics of the tetrahedrons and the triangles that you have played with previously, just with the rays of creation. There is a big difference, isn't there?
Yes, completely different. And I, as well, am in a different place. So I thank you. I greatly appreciate these upgrades, and I am really enjoying the process.
Thank you for your comments. Anyone else like to comment or ask a question? Do you have a question that you would like me to expand this evening?
Hello, Lord Metatron.
Hello.
I have a couple of questions, and just also just a deep gratitude for this new energy as well, and the way I've been using the triangles, I have a couple of shelves on my bookshelves that are empty, and I just lay them all out like I'm cooking almost, like I have two or three things going at once, maybe five or six, and I visit them, you know. But I agree with the previous caller. An example, I had something come to me that was a registered mail, and I was concerned, I didn't know what it was. And I just created no fear about whatever's coming in the mail, you know. And it turned out to be a beautiful packet of crystals from Russia that I had forgotten that I ordered. There is nothing at all to be afraid of, but it was instantaneous, or within the, you know, within a day or two. So I forgive me for not fully understanding, and maybe I'm trying to rationalize this, but to fully understand these time locks and or these light templates, that there's one in each of the dimensions. Is that correct? And then there's a fourth magnetic template. Am I understanding that correctly?
Well, the one that you retrieved originally was one in the fifth, a light template of the fifth dimension, a light template of the sixth, a light template in the seventh. And then in addition to that, there was a magnetic that was acquired to help you very resourcefully use that tenth ray of creation because of the presence of this source magnetic energy. So, yes, basically you were understanding it correctly.
So those magnetics affect each level is what... Is that correct?
They do.
Okay.
They will continue, those magnetics continue to affect each level as you unlock more of the time locks, because you will uncover more light templates that are then you can make usable in your daily life in that more mm-hmm. multidimensional field of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimension.
Mm-hmm.
Which are
okay,
massive
thank you.
Fields. Massive.
And then the other, I have two other kind of related to the comments about our prior work. I agree that what was the foundation was laid in Mastering Alchemy, working with the eighth ray and the building blocks of energy with the third ray and those building blocks. When I go to that now, it's not necessary to be thinking about those building blocks in the same way. And I don't know why. It just seems that something has loosened up, and that playing more with the fourth, fifth, and sixth ray is more in a mastery level. And I don't know if that's true, but I wanted to ask you about that, those, you know, when we had the three blocks of energy that were joined and the three that were separate and one on the bottom. I have probably 10 notebooks full of triangles that look like that from years of work.
Yeah.
And this feels so different. That to me felt more like an intellectual exercise.
It was.
And this feels like I'm a, yes, okay.
Yes, you are accurate. It was an intellectual because it satisfied the rational mind. Mm-hmm. It satisfied the need to know exactly all of the components of that ray of creation. But you weren't accessing the energetics of it adequately until these time locks were opened and some of these light templates became available to you. That changed everything.
Yeah.
Because now no longer, you have no requirement to understand. The requirement that you, the soul spirit is leading you to, is to experience the energetics of creation in that unlimited way. And you're doing just that. And you're making it your own creation using these templates, using the energetics. So it's not any longer, the rational mind can be kept busy for a long time. So the mind of your soul spirit is more interested in the experience. And this is what you're gaining now.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Very good comment.
One last question, if that's okay. I know we have a small group, so hopefully this is okay. May I ask one more question?
You most certainly can.
Thank you. When you said reflect on the components, I was taking notes when you were speaking a few minutes ago about the ADP, ATP functionality and how that's shifted, and those of us who activated the seven layers of the light body or initiated that activation. Would it be useful to go back and apply these light templates to those stages of activation of the, you know, the first layer, the second layer? Is that necessary, or
no.
Would that be useful? Okay.
It wouldn't, other than to refresh your memory about some of the energetics of what was brought into the mix. But that's all being interwoven now with these light templates. So it gives a whole different experience. It amplifies when that information was given to you. We gave it to you specifically telling you that these are the basic concepts. We didn't say anything much about the energetics, other than these are the basic activation concepts. But in no way was it the complete activation of your light body. It was the beginning stages. Now, with these light templates, that's all changing because the energetic component is gradually being introduced into those levels of light body. So you are beginning to experience your light body differently.
Yes. Okay. So basically just trusting it's all in there. It's all, the foundation was laid, and
And now you're putting the various energetic pieces to it. And you will continue to add more energetics in the coming year.
Mm-hmm.
Massive energetics.
Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. Anyone else?
Yes. I wanted to just make an observation. I have had the impression that I'm constantly feeding Mother Earth, just bringing in energy from Source and bringing it down through my body and into the Earth. And it seems like it comes back to me in sort of a circular motion, and I'm wanting to bring it in directly through the middle of my being. And I'm just wondering, what would that mean?
Well,
does that make any sense?
Yes, it does. What you are you now experiencing is a new time sequence of fifth, sixth, seventh dimension, which is circular. It's not linear. It's not, you know, from you straight line into the earth. It's this massive circular energetic motion that comes from within you, going into the depths of Mother Earth and back into you, so that Mother Earth can then create an environment and form for you to experience yourself as that Christed being. And then you can, in return, reflect that into Mother Earth. So it's a vast, circular, creative motion that is continually evolving and creating. And so this is what you're beginning to feel in your body.
Yes, yes, that's very true. I feel it every day. Anytime I'm focused on it, I absolutely feel it. And with the templates, I have an observation from the caller before. I can't quite grasp how to visualize the I don't even know, maybe I shouldn't even visualize them, just sort of know them. But I guess what I'm trying to do now, or doing now, because it's hard to visualize at times what exactly the templates are, I'm just trying to absorb them. And
yes.
Is that?
Yes, because, it's your rational mind trying to understand what these light templates, what they look like, what they're supposed to do, this type of thing. And what you are being called upon to do is just feel them, that beautiful light that is within you. It's stable, it's growing, it's expanding. And then you're sharing it with the earth. You're sharing it with others. You don't have to say or do anything. You just are.
Yeah. I feel that. I feel that sharing it with the earth. I feel that sharing it with others. But I do have this desire to be able to visualize clearly the templates, and I'm just coming to the place where I'm really not sure how to visualize it, so I'm just going to absorb it. I guess that's
absolutely it. They are rays of light that are configured in a certain dimensional sequence. And each one has a variance as they're applied in your life experience. So if you just kind of absorb the light, it's a non-physical event.
Okay.
It's part of who you are. That you are retrieving and becoming.
Okay. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Beautiful. This is what happens when you just relax and receive and become beautiful, beautiful beings of light. Anyone else? Well, beloveds, I have another part that I would like to bring forth in this session. It's in a meditation form. And this is what I wish to leave you with in this session so that you can use it and use it more effectively. In these two meditations that I wish to lead you in now, these are service meditations, but they also relate to you as the individual. So take a deep breath now and get centered in your sacred heart. Be very present in your Merkaba field, spinning and vibrating at that 100% light. Observe your physical and your spiritual self in the center of this field of light. Notice the vibrations that are emanating from your body now. Observe the balance in the mental-emotional body. Notice the frequency range and vibration that is within your personal electromagnetic field. Feel the presence of a vast love that is engulfing you at all levels, including your Merkaba field. Direct your entire Merkaba vehicle to spin. This creates an increase in the light energies as it spins in the field of undifferentiated love that is drawn into your Merkaba vehicle. Move your Merkaba vehicle into the earth field. At first, you may feel a differentiation of the energies. There may seem to be an imbalance in the two fields of energy. Don't judge it good or bad, just observe the energies. Go into your Merkaba field and into your physical expression of yourself as a Christed emanation. Reflect into the Earth Merkaba field the four energetic light templates that we retrieved in the time locks. First, the fifth dimensional light template of love and unity, stably positioned in the physical world. Next, reflect the second, sixth dimensional template of light. See the magnetics begin to be absorbed into the earth, altering the electromagnetic field of earth. Now reflect the seventh dimensional light template into the earth. Notice how this has altered the emanation of light that is emanating from Earth's energy field. Finally, reflect source magnetics of the tenth ray of creation into the Earth. Notice there is another shift in the electromagnetic field. Earth's energy shifted. take a look at the expansion within the Christed matrix that is within the earth. Notice how different the frequency range and the vibration that it now contains. Notice the changes, energetic changes and shifts that have occurred in the Earth's Merkaba field because of the interchange of energetics from your personal Merkaba field to the Earth's Merkaba field. Gently start to move your personal Merkaba vehicle from the Earth's Merkaba field and return to the presence of your own field, rest in this familiar energy. Nurture yourself in the beautiful light emanations of this field. The energies emanating from the luminous white star tetrahedron. The energies of the deep purple star tetrahedron of source energy. Filling yourself with the beauty and the frequencies of light of this beautiful field. Take a deep breath. Center yourself in your sacred heart and be very present in this moment. Beautiful. Now take a deep breath. Let us use these energetics to alter the DNA structure of your lineage. Another deep breath. Direct your attention point into the first three strands of DNA that pertain to your physical body. Place the fifth and the sixth dimensional light templates that you now physically have within your body into those DNA strands to alter the expression of these strands for eternity. Do this for yourself and for every generation of your lineage that has ever used that lineage or any part of it to take on a human body. Do this for every generation that will ever use this lineage or any part of it. Understand that the changes that you make in your personal DNA affect a multitude of humanity. It affects you personally at all levels of your physicality, and it opens an access gateway to implement further strands of DNA to remember your spiritual origins. sit in this energy. Sit in what you are creating in your DNA. These two service exercises have altered Earth's energy fields substantially. You have altered the first three strands of DNA for eternity. You have given in love and also received personally as well as collectively. In the coming days, keep in the forefront of your consciousness the creative power that you possess and that resides in your mental, emotional body. Remember often the alterations that all of you, as a collective consciousness, how you have contributed to the evolution of Earth's Merkaba field. So Mother Earth begins to remember herself as a Christed planet. Remember what you have created in the DNA of your lineage. Changing that lineage for eternity. For this, the gift that you have given yourself, in that you see more precisely your Christed image, knowing yourself as that Christed image. See the beauty that you now emanate, changing the world everywhere you move. Bringing forth the presence of heaven on earth. Blessings, beloveds. Blessings.